nécessaire.
The holdings of Bay Erev, Sikkis, Toshi and Peivov. And on the one hand, we're looking forward to the Mitzvah Salayla and the Mitzvah Sayoyim of tomorrow. There's actually a pasuk which Tzadikim used to use for this moment of the calendar. Baboike Yoyma Miyitin Erev, Vele Erev Yoyma Miyitin Boike. This is the pasuk by the Klolos. That Rachmon Islam, there's so many Tzoras, a person will always be looking for the next phase, the next part of the day. But that we're all mahapak to the brochas, and they used to say on Erev Sukkos, Baboike Toyma Miyitin Erev, who can wait until tonight to be able to be kind the mitzvah, or be able to be kind the mitzvah Shiva Sikka. And tonight, by Erev Toyma Miyitin Boike, we can't wait already for the morning to be able to take the Arabinim to be kind the mitzvahs, such a beautiful yomtov, which is surrounded with so many mitzvahs. But on the other hand, we have to be aware that only yesterday many of us sadly were mishtatev in the levaya of two kedoshim here in town on Yom Kippur. That one, Rachmon Islam Nerg, Akirish Hashem, Hashem Yim Kendomim. Someone actually told me yesterday it's been 500 years since in England there's a Yid being Nerg, Akirish Hashem. That Yid being killed only for the purpose, for the fact that he's a Yid. And such an incident happens so close. We all heard it during the davening, the helicopters by Shachis, by Misav, till we heard what was going on. And Zachab and Abisla Tzitzi have to understand, how can we come to such a Yom Tov, in such a frame of mind? It's a Zman Simcha Seini, it's a time of Simcha, and on the other hand, such a tragedy happened so close. We don't have Nevi'im today, we don't have people that can tell us 100% why things happen. On the other hand, we're always motivated to think about things, that incidents that happen, what we can learn from them, how can we be inspired by them. Second Levi is today half past one. Same place?
Second Levi is 1:30.
1:30. Agecroft. So, on the one hand, a person thinks about this happened on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, actually, the Kriyas HaTorah was Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. This is the Kriya we started talking about when two greater tzaddikim, which Chazal said even greater than Moshe of Aaron, they were nifted on them Yom Kippur, which brings a gewaltige kapor. Chazal tell us, Mis tzaddikim is mechaperes. And befrat, someone that zoiche to benerga kiddush Hashem, Chazal tell us the madrega of such Yidden, how they go straight to Shemaim in a way incomparable to someone's avoda throughout many, many years. Mashvugin Rabbi Saul Friedman, he actually said over Maisa that the Sanzerov's son was killed in the war in Ramesh with Amisa Mashina, and he had told someone that morning when he woke up that his father, the Sanzerov, had come to him in a dream, in a chol of the night before, and had told him, you should know that tomorrow you're going to be killed like Kiddush Hashem. But if you want, I've got a word in Shemaim, and if you want, I can save you from this punishment, for this being killed in such a matzav. But he said, you should know, as a father, I'd like to advise you. He said that even if you would live 1,000 years, and even if you learn Torah, as Sanzerov used to learn, with incredible Yigiyas HaTorah, and even if you daven the way I daven, and even if you give tzedakah the way I used to give tzedakah, that Sanzerov tzedakah was you do how much tzedakah you used to give. Even if you do have 1,000 years, you won't become close to what you'll be zoicha to if you will accept to be Nerga Kiddush Hashem. And he chose that. And after the war, survivors related what he had said that morning before he was killed. So, we know that Aaron's response to this tragedy when his two children were in it was Vayidim Aaron. So, Sassonis Vasemis. Vasemis in Shnas Tarnon Dalad, he says that the Arovas represent the lips. It represents the lips, that's Arovas. We know from Chazal that there's four different meaning. The Esrig is the heart, the Lulav is the spine, the Adasim are the eyes, and Arovas are the lips. But we know that there's actually two Arovas. What's the meaning of two Arovas? We don't have two mouths. So he says that a mouth has got two purposes. On the one hand, the person should daven, person should learn, person should thank Hashem. Vitrurov set writes that a person should use his mouth to speak good about Eden. On the other hand, there's another way a person can use his mouth by keeping silence, by not speaking. And he says those are the two Arovas. There's Moshe and there's Aaron. There's a connected Moshe and Aaron, the two Arovas. Moshe's Koyach was Koyach HaPeh of Torah. He used to tell Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Aaron, we find in the middle of Shtika, by Yidim Aaron, he kept quiet. So they see, even though normally when it comes to the Arab Minim, we know Kolam Neshama Talalka. Yerushalmi says the reason why a dried out Lilav is possible is because it has to be Kolam Neshama Talalka, it has to be with a Chias. But nevertheless, if it's dried out, we can't use it. So the Arab Minim represent praising the Rebbeinu Shlom. There's two ways. Normally, the way we praise the Rebbeinu Shlom, we take the Arab Minim, we make a broch on them, we say halal with them. But this year is also going to be the element of the other Arova which we have, of the Vayidim Aaron. So Asemis discusses that during all the days of Sikkus, the Arova represents the praising Hashem, and the Shana Rabbah, when you take it by itself, then it's Vayidim Aaron. But this year, already from the first day, you have to understand that we don't understand. So, three Adasim is also a good question, which the Simcha is asking. The Chayyim, we only got two eyes. How can we got three Adasim? So I saw that the third Hadas represents the Ein Pekicha, the eye of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this actually ties in very well with what we're saying. Because when a person looks around this world, we really have very limited vision. We only see what we can see with our human eyes. And really, there's a third eye. There's a third eye, which is Roya Saloilad, which can see further, which sees the entire picture. Which see Gilgulim of previous generations, the future, sees the whole entire picture. When a person looks around, he wants to be able to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's going through something difficult, or something hard has happened, he has to understand, he's going to take three Adasim. But really there's a third eye, which we can't see, which sees the entire picture. And a person lives with that Temina, a person understands that with the clarity, then at Tzur Tomim Po'oloi, Kichol D'Rocha Mishpat, you understand that Ribbono Shel Olam does things in a way that the emes is only good, and with our limited vision, you can't see that. Just like to add another Maramokim that he said over, there's a very interesting Tosfos Yom Tov at the end of the first Perek on Masechtas Be'er. We're talking there about Yidden that were killed because there was a pachat from the Romans and they trampled on each other. Nebuch, a lot of Yidden were killed by Sandla Masimah. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says there, why are they all called Harige Malchus? They weren't killed by the Goyim Michlal. They were killed by themselves, Yidden were trampling each other. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, since it came about through, it was instigated through the fact that there was a pachat from the Goyim, that was also gives them a din of Harige Malchus. So even though here Nebuch, the second Yid was killed by the policeman, but it was only instigated through the fact now someone was trying to kill Yidden HaKiddush Hashem. Steph Avada, they both got the din of Kedoshim, and their level, their Madrega, is beyond our comprehension. So the question is, what can we learn from this incident? Obviously, it's a thought that came to my mind. You know, you have a Schis HaTzibah, a person has to speak, and he's thinking about standing Erev Sikh, is going to speak about it, something like this has just happened. So the following thought came to my mind. The Gemara says in Masech Tesimut HaPeivov, Shon Rematisya ben Choresh as Reb Elozim ben Azari Beroimi. He says, I heard that there are four different Chiliki Chapora, and I only know three of them. And he explained as follows. He says, there's really three Chiliki Chapora, with each one of them you have to have Tshiva. And the Gemara explains, someone is Oiv on a Mitzvah Saseh, and he does Tshiva. So straight away, even if it's a random day, middle of Shvat, if he had the opportunity to learn, as Mavatl Mitzvah say the rice of not being able to learn, or he overslept, and it was an onus, whatever it was, he didn't manage to say Kriya Shema Bismanoi, and he does Shiva, then straight away he's Zoichet to have a Kapora. The second level is, someone's over Lo Sasei, then he has to wait until Yom Kippur. Comes Yom Kippur, then together with Shiva, he gives Zoichet to have a Kapora. When Yoni writes about the Simcha a person has, he's anticipating Yom Kippur, looking forward to Yom Kippur, he's to wait the whole year to be able to have that level of Kapora. The third level is someone who's over Chasson Christus and Mrs. Bezdin, and he does Shiva. Then, Shiva and Yom Kippur is not enough. He has to have also Yisirim, he has to go through difficulties in order to cleanse his Rishoma. But But the Gemara finishes off, but someone has the Chas Hashom, the Aver of Chil Hashem, then it won't help even Yom Kippur with the Assyrian, then it's only going to be Misa Mekaperes. So we know this incident, what happened was, there was a Yid on Yom Kippur that was Nerag HaKiddush Hashem. Which got me thinking that we know the whole Sikkus we're busy also with the ending of Kapora Savonos, with the Shana, the Shpeta Shana Rabba. I think to ourselves, we've already had the Kapora after the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, so why now are we having another level of Shiva of the Yom Tov of Sikkus and the Shana Rabba, etc.? So many Sforim tell us this is Shiva Meira, this is Shiva Ma'ava, that a person does Shiva because he's scared of Ribbono Shel Olam, conscious of Sikkus, and he does Shiva Ma'ava. But after this Gemara, I was thinking that perhaps there's another element which we need to focus on even after the Kapor Yom Kippur. Because we see over here in the Gemara that even after a person is to have the ending of the Kapor Yom Kippur, it could be that for the Aveir of Chil Hashem, there's another Indian that still needs to have a Kapor for. Which Chazal tells us, Be'emus, that Misa Mekaperes. But there's a much easier answer. The Ben Yoni writes about this in Sha'at Shim and Sha'at Dalet, that a person is Mekadeshem Shemaim, person goes to the other extreme. If he calls the Chil Hashem, and afterwards he does the Kiddush Hashem, then he can have a Kapor even without having Misa Mekaperes. And if we look at the Yom Tov of Sikkus, we'll see that we're actually focusing on this Indian of Kiddush Hashem. And really that's what happened over the last few days that we've all seen around town. There's been tens and tens of policemen. Each Mr. Medrash has got outside two police officers which are making sure that everything's safe. Just last night, I had a different sort of insight. I said normally when a person is driving, going down the road, he sees a police car, he checks his seatbelts on properly, he looks at his speedometer to make sure everything's okay. He's got the infant in the era. All of a sudden, going down the same street, we've seen the same police officers, and there's a sense of security. They're here to make sure that we're okay. I know actually, there was a boy that had a conversation yesterday with one of the police, and he asked them if, while you're patrolling outside the bottom of Droshim, if you see someone doing something wrong, are you going to be doing something about it? So it says we're here more to protect. Well, obviously, we've got our eyes open, we see everything. But if someone's hasn't got a seatbelt on or something, then we're not looking and focusing on these things. So the boy had a good sense of humor, and he told the police officers, oh, that's good to know. And they had a good laugh. But just the point of bringing out this element, that the same pachad, yira that we have sometimes, the Ribbono Shel Olam is scrutinizing us and looking at everything. When it comes to Indian Shiva Ma'ava, we all of a sudden have a different perspective. We understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the loving Father who's caring for us and looking after us. But what has happened over the last few days has been an incredible Kiddush Hashem. The amount I live opposite of Beis Medrash, the amount of drinks they've been offered, the amount of they've been looked after. One of them said, I've never got so many compliments in my life. Everyone who walks past us is saying thank you. They're offering drinks. Someone offered them a drink that says, I think we can open a shop. We've got a whole choice of drinks over here already. And they see, they can't believe it. They ask, are you getting paid for this? No, it's a warm community. They're caring for us, looking after us. And it's been an incredible Kiddush Hashem, which has all been a response of this aspect, which even after Yom Kippur, the ending of Kiddush Hashem is something which is brought out very strongly with this Yom Tov of Sikkus. For example, when it comes to the ending of Chil Hashem, which is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara says various stories in that Sigur, in Yimah Vedet HaPeivov, the Gemara says, Hei Chidom Chil Hashem. So Rav says, if I take meat from a butcher, and I don't pay straight away, that's going to be called a Chil Hashem. And Abaye says that's only in the town where the minhag is that people pay straight away. So the fact that he's not paying straight away, it shows that he doesn't really care about other people's money. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok says that even more, Rav Yochanan says even more, he says, even if I walk on the street, Dalet Amos, without wearing tefillin, without learning Torah, that's already called the Chil Hashem. Why is that called the Chil Hashem? So Rashi explains, because when a person does something and people expect him to have a certain level of behavior and he doesn't live up to that expectations of people, so it gives them a feeling that he's lax in this in Avodah Hashem, doesn't bother him so much. And when a person understands that besides his own avodah, a person sometimes got personal cheshbonos, why he needs to do something, why he can't do something. Obviously, everyone else around him should be told the kavos chus, they should understand. If he came late for davening, it could be he had something that held him up, it was an onus, he couldn't make it on time. That's for everyone else avodah. But clap a person himself, he is seeing chazal, how a person has to take the aspect of looking at how it's going to affect his surroundings. And that's really what we do. When we take the Arab meaning together, we take all different types of Eden, we take the Esther, which has got a good smell, and it's got a good taste, and we take all the meaning, even our rubber, without and we bind them all together with the Eged, and that shows us how we're thinking about other Eden, we're caring about other Eden. Chazal say, Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sikas, v'ri'in kol Yisrael yeshu b'sika achas. Sikkim is man chag osif. Osif is a lotion of gathering together, of having unity, of caring for each other, thinking about other people. Vasimchas beis hasheva, when there's a rikud, when there's other people involved, then it's going to be a time when a person doesn't just think about his personal avodah, also the way it has an effect on those around him. When a person is tuned into that and a person understands that, then automatically it's going to make a huge impact on his whole calculations and every decision he's making, how it's going to be the inner Kiddush Hashem at the front of his mind. But on the other way, and this is what we heard yesterday at Avaya, this was someone that people said about him that it was Ashri, and Gemara says over there, V'havat Hashem Elokecha, Shteim Shem Shemaim Is'ayiv Al Yotcha, the name of Shemaim should become beloved through you. That person should learn, person should serve Tamid Chachomim, and deal nicely with people. Yim Asoy, Matonim, V'naches, V'abriyas. What do people say about him? Ashi Ove Shalom Tzayra, Ashi Rabbe Shalom Tzayra. A person sees that, the way a person interacts with other people, in a pleasant manner, in a kind manner, he shows that the Rebbeinu Shalom becomes beloved. Oh, that's the El Chayid. You can see the way he's behaving, you can see the way how he's reacting. And this is something which is takas mansim chuseini. We don't just serve the Rebbeinu Shalom with a white kittel, staying in shul the whole day. We're faket, we're at home with leman yedder seichem. This is the time when we're giving over to the next generations the geschmack, the simcha. You look at this, a push the sticker, even there's wooden walls. You've got decorations there. You've got the night. We're making beautifying the mitzvah. The inyan of zeh kelev alvei. We learn takas about this yom tov. A priyat tzodah kapis tomorrow. We have a mitzvah. We don't just take any random mitzvah. We have chavivas for the mitzvah. People spend a fortune of money. The amount of money that was spent in Klal Yisrael over the last week on Arab Minim, probably 7-8 figures. It's incredible. The chavivas and mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael show when it comes to the mitzvah Arab Minim, when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sikkos, that simcha, that automatically spills over to future generations. And that shows how a person isn't just focused on the fact, is he mekayim the mitzvah? Is he not mekayim the mitzvah? He wants to make sure to do the mitzvah in a way that's going to have a hemshech. We all know when it came to America, the Nisoyim, with Shmiris HaShabbos, the Moshe Feinstein said, the reason why the next generation found it so hard, because when they gave up the job on Friday, they had the incredible mysterious nefesh, but they cracked and said, oi, it's a shver to zayin ayid. And when a person has that opposite attitude, and he has a simcha, that's where it says, Leman Yedidur Yisechem. You want to make sure that the next generation should be a Loshon of Yediyah. Yediyah is Loshon of Yischabras. You want the next generation to make sure that they're connected to Yiddishkeit, then it has to be only with the Simcha, with the Hidden Mitzvah, with the Zekeidim Anvei, to show how we're making sure that it should be Geshmak. And this really is Anana Kovet. Anana Kovet came as Chis who? Came as Chis Aaron. Aaron was the one who was Oyev Sholem. For Reza Sholem, Oyeves Abrias, and Mekamel HaTorah. And I heard once that the last four words, Oyeves Abrias, and Mekamel HaTorah, wasn't something that he also went along as Mekamel HaTorah. It was an effect, it had a ripple effect. Because he was Oyev Sholem, because he was Reza Sholem, because he was Oyeves Abrias, automatically he was Mekamel HaTorah. Because they saw someone so loving, so caring, someone that was so interested in other people around him, someone that was showing how everything is so geschmack with the simcha, that automatically brings people closer, and that wants them also to take part in this geschmack. When a person understands that Yiddishkeit is a geschmack, when a person understands that the simcha shel mitzvah, the Rambam, when he talks about the Indian of simcha shel mitzvah, where does the Rambam put this? We know that Parash Kisovoy, very scary, clawless, the Torah says, what's the reason? Tachas Hashem Levat Hashem Lekecha v'simcha uvativ leivom. Where does the Rambam write this? The Rambam writes this in the Indian end of Hilchas Lilev, at the end of Hilchas Likud, that's where the Rambam writes this mitzvah. And that's what the Torah says. It's takas start or the kachtem lechem should take them. But what does the Torah finish? What does the pasuk say? Usmach them lefnei Hashem lekeichem b'shivas yomim. The avodah of an arba minim is not just a matter of taking them and shackling them. It's a matter of taking the arba minim. Usmach them. This is the mitzvah which is done with the gevaldige simcha, the gevaldige chavivas. I remember coming to my father always by nets the first day, making sure the first available moment to be able to shake the arba minim, anticipating the mitzvah, waiting for the mitzvah. And this, if this is a focus which we can learn from the story, this brings out that even after Yom Kippur, this end of Kiddush Hashem, of having in mind our surroundings around us, that can have a huge impact. There was in America an interesting story. See how even the goyim understand how he didn't care about each other. There was a yid that came to a, in America they call it a gas station, came to a petrol station to get some petrol. And as he's about to pay, the person behind the counter tells him, you should just know that just before there was one of you fellows that came to take petrol, and they took petrol, and they drove off, and they never paid for it. And he couldn't believe it. He thinks to himself, yo, this guy is telling him, Lashon Hara, about another Yid, that he came to the petrol station, such a chilul Hashem. So as he's paying, he says to him, you know what, add on my bill, his bill as well for the petrol, I'll pay for his petrol as well. And finally leaves. After a few months, they found out that this person had been stealing tens of thousands of dollars from Eden. Because he, every time Eid came in, he used to tell them, oh, you should just know there's a fellow before, that one of you people that didn't pay. And he knew very well that one Eid is going to pay for another Eid, not to make a chilul Hashem. And this brings out so much more how this guy chapped. That when it comes to Yidden, how we make sure that there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem, to make sure that we're going to cover any chilul. If going misunderstood something, we're going to make sure that there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem coming out for it. And this is what we see. Chazal tell us, it's a Yalkut Shemoni Parashas Emor. Chazal say that if after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Chas Rosh Hashanah, it's been exiled a person, he has to go to Golus, has to be exiled, then he should go into the Sikkah, Mani Aleyam Kodesh Baruch Hu, as if they went to Golus and were saved from the Oynash. I was thinking, why should after Yom Kippur a person zeichet such a kapara? Just the end of Golus is something that he needs to have. So perhaps, is a chiddush, I haven't seen this, I'm happy to hear, see Makoy for this. Maybe it's explained like we just said now, that we just learned that Yom Kippur is not mechapa for the end of Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem means someone that he doesn't take into consideration what other people are going to be affected by his actions. So Hashem says to him, if where you're living now, people are having a lax on mitzvah because of you, they're having a zilz on mitzvah because of you, you're not understanding that you're affecting your surroundings, then you have to go into godless, you can't stay where you are. Because if you're going to stay where you are, then it's going to have a bad influence on other people. And when a person goes to a sikkah and he learns the lessons that we've got to learn from this mitzvah, that even if a person's in an adiris arai, he's taken not a home in a comfortable place necessarily. But he does even that with a simcha, just the fact that he's able to show to geshmak, to be able to do a mitzvah. And when a person expresses this, there's a type of tzaddikim, hanistorois l'Hashem elekeini. When it comes to the inner part, our inner thoughts, that Hashem knows about. V'hanigleis, things that are revealed, lo nil v'leili ad olam. So they say as follows, a person, if he keeps inside his heart, he loves the Ribbono Shel'olam, he's very, very excited. But on the outside, he shows no emotions. He doesn't show that his excitement. He doesn't talk about how he's looking forward to the mitzvah. He doesn't show any geschmack in the mitzvah. Then it's going to stay in his torus. Only Hashem is going to know about it. But v'hanigleis, if a person tells his children about the way he's excited, he tells other people how he's looking forward to the mitzvah, he shows the geschmack, hanigleis, lo nil v'leili ad olam, then they're going to know about it as well. I remember I was teaching bar mitzvah boys, and I heard over a conversation, they were talking about Mama Chronim, and one of them said, no, my father doesn't wash Mama Chronim. I don't know why, I know this is his boy's father, and I have a conversation with him. And I'm just sharing with him. He thinks to himself, he says, what do you mean? Of course I wash Mama Chronim. I go to the kitchen, and I wash by the sink Mama Chronim. So my son's never seen that I wash Mama Chronim. So what happened was, he was doing it right, but it stayed in his torus, it stayed in Hashem Elokeini. Instead, what he could have done, he could have dafka taken this aspect in mind. He wants to make sure 90% of education is by following by example, without even saying anything. It's just the fact that he washed in front, it let his kids see that people that are ma'av, etc. Every week, Shnai make a rechatag without fail. But it's always done at a time when the children aren't around, and they don't even hear that, oh, I need to finish, I need to do. It's not a discussion. And sometimes it stays nistoras. Whereas if a person has this whole inyan at the front of his mind of what we say many, many times a day, really, we answer tens of thousands of times a year when the chazan says, or someone else says, Yiskada al Yiskada Shmei Rabba, a request of Akosha that there should be the name Hashem should be sanctified. We answer Omein afterwards as well. Yehei Shmei Rabba, we actually start Omein, we should go back at the beginning of Kaddish. Omein Yehei Shmei Rabba, we say it again and again and again every single day. And we think to ourselves, we really want that there should be a Kiddush Hashem in the world. We've got so many opportunities today. And this is the Emes Yom Tov when we have this. That's Shiva Ma'avah, what we spoke about before, the Sforum say, why after Yom Kippur, a person has to have, he has to come to close to the Baruch Hashem through loving Hashem. This is something which is the post Mamash, this Postuk, if I have to Hashem, Chazal say from this Postuk, Shehei Shem Shemaim, Mis'ai Val Yodcha, the name Hashem should become beloved through you. Someone that sees you, they should be excited. Wow, look what Geshmak this Yis has. There was an incredible story in someone came about Shiva Ma'avah, and I asked him what triggered him to become a Frimid. So he said, I'll tell you what happened. He says, I was in Tel Aviv, and I saw a Haredi, I saw El Achid walking down the road, and there was a big billboard there, and I saw he walked past, he didn't even raise his eyes. And I couldn't understand what was going on. He says, there's a reason why these billboards are made in that way. They're trying to attract people's attention. This person, he went down the road, he doesn't look. It sounds like he's got something more exciting in his life than all this nonsense that they're trying to advertise. That intrigued him so much, he went to investigate, is there really something out there that's geschmacker than all the stuff that I'm exposed to? And he searched, and he found out, and he became on El Achid, he became about Shiva. The Tzidur comes to Shemaim, and he said, look at all these doyers suffering from Yidin that you caused. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. And they show him, I had to go then to his office in Tel Aviv to sort out my visa or passport or whatever. And I was taking careful the way I went on the street. And I didn't even realize the effect that I was having on someone else. But it triggered him by realizing there's something more geschmack than everything else which is going on. There's so many distractions. There's so many other things going on around the world. We have to be able to compete when it comes to school. And I have various worksheets, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. I'm very careful to make sure that it gets printed in colour. I said there's enough colourful distractions out there of other things going on. At least the Yiddishkeit should be geschmack, should be colourful, should be exciting. And a person makes an effort into that, and he has that at the front of his mind, then automatically it's going to have a huge impact. When it comes to Simchas Torah, that's what we're doing the whole day. We're taking a Sefer Torah, and we're simply just dancing and expressing our joy. The Pelayot writes, a skill to be able to have Elikha children is a person should invest koiches into Simchas HaTorah, show the excitement in the Torah, dance with the Torah. There's always the inyan of the skill of how it works, but the posh pshat is, when a child sees, with one of the Gerei Rebbes, he brought out the Mamash Apostle, he said, in Tehillim, how can I give over the Torah to future generations? He says, because in my heart, it's a geshmak, it's a simcha, therefore, they want to go in that example, and they also want to be able to taste this geshmak, that they see that the father's having. And when a person realizes this, that a person has all other yidden in the front of his mind. And if a person would think to himself, which Bista Medrash in Manchester would be the one that which is Zeicha to be able to have, who knows how they saved the town, how this had the other Gzeiris. I heard those a week before he came into a different Bista Medrash actually here on the Thumberland Street, and he asked them, when a cousin of his, an Arab, when are the prayer times on Yom Kippur, he wanted to know. He came to another shul before and he couldn't get in. Who knows how much this Hida Park Shul saved the Ganze Kehillah. And I heard recently something which has inspired me very strongly. Chazal tell us that really, Yehoreg Van Yava, there's only three mitzvahs in the Torah that a person has to give his life up for, which is Gila Rois, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says in Psochem Daf Chofeh Amud Beis, why, when a person has a choice of killing another Yid or allowing himself to be killed, why is he obligated to give his own life up? So the Chazal say very famous words, who told you which blood is redder than the other one? Chazal say over here, Psochem Chofeh Amud Beis, the Gabi Yehoreg Van Yava, my Chozis, the Domo Didoch, Sumuk Tfei, who told that your blood is better than someone else's? Dilma Doma that he gave us to make tfei, maybe the other person is better. And Rashi says that there's the Ibn Nefesh Misrol, and a person doesn't understand Rashi, who told you that your nefesh is more beloved to the Rebbeinu Shlom, more than Aviyid? Maybe this Aviyid is more chavah than the Rebbeinu Shlom. So I saw recently in one of the daily doses of Torah Anytime, there's a Yid there called Reb Hillel Eisenberg, and he brought this out very strongly. He said, imagine there would be a terrorist go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Bnei Brak, give him a gun, and he says, you see that Chiloni over there? Just walked out of the barber shop. He says, I want you to shoot him. He says, what do you mean? I'm not shooting, I'm not killing an Aviyid. He says, no, I mean it very seriously. If you don't kill him, I'm going to kill you. So the halacha is, Kepas Shulchan Aruch, he's not allowed to kill this Aviyid. Why? Because Rashi just told us why. Because who told you, I don't understand. He says, Reb Chaim's learning 25 hours a day. He hasn't missed a minyan for netz since he was bar mitzvah. He doesn't know how to speak bad about another yid. And this person, he's never opened a safe in his life. He's lucky if he eats kosher and every Yom Kippur. He's been over every Aveir in the book. And nevertheless, you got these two yidin over here, two neshamas of Klal Yisrael, and you've got a choice. Who should we kill? So you ask us, it will be quite obvious perhaps for us, we will say, how can you say my chazis? And nevertheless, we'll still see Chazal tell us, you can't know. One person, he could be an onus on 99% of what he does. And this one last bit, which he's miskava on, is much more powerful than Shemaim, that you ever think, you know what, very easy, you're brought up in a family where it's natural to become Torah mitzvahs, and everything goes simple. You can't know who's more choshev about the Rebbeinu Shlom. And this perspective and understanding how the value of every single yid, and we see two tiny yidin that Nebuch gave up their lives at Kiddush Hashem, which has certainly had a tremendous impact of everyone on the schiss of the whole tzibah, how much it saved the Klal Yisrael, who knows. This is something which we understand even after Yom Kippur, we have at the front of our minds the inif in Kiddush Hashem, the inif in giving a geshmak in mitzvahs, and the whole Yom Tov, we're occupied about this. We take the Alamin together, we sit in a sticker with the Achtas, we have other people in mind, then taku we zoicha, that other Yidin also will be helped. I saw that the Gaon says, as the moshul, which we davened, shouldn't have to come to the halachas of Hashem is raining during the Yom Tov Sikkas, Chitzoros also doesn't apply, but the way Chazal express themselves is Ever Shebol Limzoy Koist Rabboi. He comes to dilute. What is Shebol Limzoy? He says wine, yayin, is Mramas of the Inyan of Dinim, of punishments. Water is Chasodim of kindness. Shebol Limzoy Koist means he's pouring the water into the wine to dilute it. And the Koich of the Yom Tov Sikkas is that Shebizoycha, not just Melech Memis and Machaya, which was a Indian of Pachad for Rosh Hashanah Kippur. But the Indian of Matzmiach Yeshiyas, when it comes to Yeshanah, we daven, there should be Taka, Givaldigas Yeshiyas for Klal Yisrael, Shebizoycha Taka, the hostages will come out. Who knows, our Tfilis, last year, if you just remember last year, the first day of Sikkas, the man she killed, so I mentioned his name, is Medrashev, she say, Yemachshemoy, Sinua Yemachshemoy, we rejoice his yotz at the first day of Sikkas. Chazal tell us, our Aminim are like, Kleimul Chama Kli Zayin, the Zarko, the Shkrov Amona, they're like weapons. We stand here in Shiel, we're taking the Arab meaning, and we're sending missiles all over the place. That's what we're doing. Klal Yisrael did it last year, we should be Zeicha again. Who knows the Koyach of our mitzvahs, and we should be Zeicha to make it to Kiddush Hashem, show the Geshmak of mitzvahs, and be Zeicha together with Al Yidin, the Korav, to be Kabul B'nei B'shech, to the Kingdom, Heiru B'Amein Amen.
Yeah. I'm an awesome. Yeah.